Come in.
Hey, how are you? Yeah. Rehearsal was good. Did you need something? Okay. Talk about what? Was there a problem with the show? Oh. We probably shouldn't talk about that. I know we've worked together for years. You've been my student for, well, this is what, the fourth year? You'll be graduating soon. But still, boundaries, right? Yeah, I mean, rehearsal went fine, I guess. You all are doing so much work on this final project. It's going to be a great show, and I'm excited to share it. Okay. Close the door. Thanks. Yeah, I was a little off today, I guess. Just a lot on my mind. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I just, I don't know that I should be talking to you about this. Okay. Since you want to know, right before rehearsal, I received some information that was fairly disturbing, upsetting. Both. You heard. Yeah, news travels fast. We're a small college. Yeah, my ex-husband is dating one of my students who happens to be the lead in the final project and the student that I've been mentoring personally for the last 2 years. Yeah. That is why we worked on scenes that she wasn't in. I just didn't want to deal with that. It's not her fault, obviously. And we're divorced. He's free to do whatever he wants, but this particular student, I mean, it feels a little bit, I don't know, personal somehow, I guess. I did leave him. He was just, I'm not going to get into it, but yeah, I was the one who left. So, I mean, it kind of feels like he's getting back at me with this particular student. Everybody's adults, though. She's an adult, he's an adult. Everybody's able to make their own decisions. And if that's the way they want to go, I can't really do anything about it. Nor should I want to. It's none of my business anymore. But I don't know. He was such an ass while we were married. I don't know, sorry. Again, I probably shouldn't be talking about this with you, but since apparently everybody knows what's going on, that's fabulous. I feel like such a train wreck right now, you know? Well, my personal life shouldn't be impacting my students or my ability to teach or to direct the show or anything. He's not worth the space in my mind. I mean, logically and rationally, I know that. And it's just, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I feel better. I'm fine. I just hadn't really processed it yet. Yeah, of course. Thank you. Well, you haven't moved either. Yeah. Hold still. No, no, don't apologize. Why are you apologizing for hugging me? I kissed you, remember? Which, I should be the one apologizing. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. Suddenly, I'm not so sorry. I don't really know what's happening here. I know what I suddenly realize I want to happen. You do too. Well, it's a good thing you closed the door then, isn't it? Why are you stopping? Are you okay? Do you wanna stop? Oh, okay. That's you're worried? Why are you worried about this? I mean, if you're uncomfortable, obviously we're done. Well, if it's not that, then what? You're suddenly really nervous, and I'm not sure what's going on here. Okay. I think I understand, yeah. What do you mean it won't be good for... Whoa, okay. Why wouldn't it be good for me? I like you. You're sweet. We've gotten along for the almost 4 years that I've been teaching you. I see. You're not experienced. Is that what you're worried about? Mm-hmm. Not to be indelicate, but I kind of already knew that. At least to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You've been in my classes long enough. We've had enough conversations. I've overheard enough things to put two and two together. You're a virgin, aren't you? Again, please don't be embarrassed by that. No. But that being said, if you don't want to do this, I totally understand. Okay. You clearly want to do this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to proceed. And if you get uncomfortable at any time, you tell me and we stop. Okay? I'm glad you're excited. It helps. Don't worry. I will make this the best experience possible. I've got you. Okay? You have. You've wanted to do this for a long time. Not shocked. If I'm honest with myself, I have too. Hold on. I've seen you looking at them. Mm-hmm. No, you're not obvious about it, but every now and then if I bend over too much or I'm too close, I notice where your eyes go. If I'm remembering correctly, you look at my backside as well. Yeah, you like both. Why don't you touch them then? Mm-hmm. Gently. How hard are you right now? Harder than you've ever been. Great answer. I'm gonna get up on the desk here. Lift my skirt. Come here. Move forward. You are hard. No, just keep it there. Just rub against me. Even with our clothes on, it feels good, doesn't it? You feel the heat of me through my panties. On your cock. Keep playing with my breasts. I want to feel you get harder. Go ahead, watch your fingers on my nipples. You've thought about it, haven't you? Yeah. Press harder. Against me. Yeah. I just rotate my hips. Move your hips however it feels natural. Yeah. Think about all the times that you've wrapped your fingers around yourself. Kind of like you're wrapping them around my breasts right now. Closed your eyes. Thought of me. My ass. How much you'd love to bend me over, lift my skirt, and do whatever you want to me. I love how your hips push even harder when I say things like that. Oh, it feels so good. How many times have you come all over yourself? It's a regular occurrence, is it? That's even better. Step back for a sec. Yeah, step back. Well, as nice as it feels when you're pressing against me like that, we both want more. Let me just get these out of the way. And while I'm down here... You like that? You like my hand on you? Will I tease the tip of you? Maybe you should lean against the desk. Here. Ah, there. Yep, just lean back. Relax. And let me take care of you. Okay. I'll stop stroking and suck. Mm. You are really turned on. You've been leaking. I can taste it. Mmm. So good. The look of wonder on your face right now as you watch me do this is pretty sexy. Feel good having my mouth on your cock. The fact that you keep getting harder tells me that you do like it. What? You okay? You're gonna come. And why are you worried about that? If you come, you come. Well, it's your first time. And I would imagine that's a little overwhelming. And it's okay. Don't worry about it. Trust me. And if you need to come, just come. Yes, you can touch my hair. Okay. I'll stop. I know you're on the edge. I can feel it throbbing. Just slowly licking you. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me take my panties off. You look so good with your cock hanging out like that. You know, if I get back up on the desk like this and spread my legs, lift my skirt, now that I'm not wearing panties, you can see everything. You just licked your lips. That gives me an idea. Why don't you make sure that I'm nice and ready for you? You know you've always wanted to taste me. I see you licking your lips when you look at me in class. I mean, as lovely as theater is, it's not that interesting. No, you're completely enthralled when you watch me. So get on your knees and put your face between my legs. I want to feel your tongue. It's okay. I will tell you what to do. It's not the kind of thing you just know. Don't touch yourself, though. Because then you will come all over the floor. And as much as I love the idea of you getting that excited, I want you in me. So don't touch yourself. Just lick me. Here, grab the back of your head. Gently. And pull you forward. Ah, yes. just flatten your tongue. Use your hand to hold me open. See how swollen my clit is, how wet I am already. Just keep licking. Like you're licking an ice cream. Use your finger, your other hand. With your palm up, slowly slide your finger inside me. Yep, like that. Keep licking. You feel how hot it is in there. How tight. It's even tight on your finger. Imagine how that's going to feel on your cock. Really concentrate. I love being held open and licked with a flat tongue. Oh, that's right. That's good pressure. Curve your finger like you're telling somebody to come here. Yep, like that. Gentle thrusts while you move your finger and lick my clit. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Oh my god. I'm just holding your head so I can move against you. Oh, yes. I'm getting even wetter from how good that feels. Yeah. Oh, your cock is throbbing, wanting to be inside that heat. Hold on a sec, I'm gonna come on your tongue first. Yes, I want you to give me an orgasm. You're doing so well, you've always been a quick learner. Yes. Go faster with your finger. Like that. Yep, yep. Oh, God. Are you ready to have a pussy come on your face for the first time? Yeah? Yeah? Brace yourself. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going. I feel me squeezing you so tight. Oh, God. Oh, that's so good. So fucking good. Yes, yes. Stop. Okay. All right. Sit on my chair. Yeah, sit on my chair. There, yep. I'm just gonna get one of these. Don't ask why I keep these in my desk. You know what? I don't want to use this. No. I think the first time you slide into a pussy, it'll feel better if there's not latex in the way, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Are you okay with that? No, that's not a concern. No, I've been on birth control for eons. Okay. If you're good, I'm good. Are you ready? I'm just gonna get up on your lap here. Put your hands on my hips. Yeah. Now watch. Feel me rub the tip of you against me. How's that feel? Yeah. Feels good to me too. But I want more. I'll just slide you in. Yes. There. You're inside a pussy. Your cock is buried deep inside me. Yeah. Well, the way your hips are moving. You like what you feel. Well, keep holding my hips. I'm just gonna lean back a little so you can see if I start sliding up and down on you, just slowly. Watch your cock disappear inside me. Watch my pussy swallow it. It is better than your hand, I would imagine. Oh, God, yes. Feels so good. I'm going slow. I know it's overwhelming. I know that you just want to blow your load already, but you're holding back. Rub my clit and I'll come with you. Yep, just put your thumb on it and lightly brush over it. Yep, just like that. I'm going to keep moving. Focus on it. Your thumb on my clit. Your cock disappearing inside my pussy as I go balls deep with every thrust. Yes. Yes. The breasts that you like so much are right in front of you. Bouncing a little bit because I'm moving. Yes. No, I don't mind. Go ahead. You want to suck my nipple? Please, by all means. You've always been very respectful and polite. I like that you're still doing that in this context. Ah, yes. multitasking at its finest. You're gonna come. Good. Me too. It's driving me crazy knowing that this is the first time you've ever done this. You wanted me to be your first. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Yes, you are too. Okay. Hold my hips, both of them. Yeah. And, move me faster. Yeah, like that. It's okay. No, I'm leaning back a little so you're hitting the perfect spot inside me while you watch. And the fact that you're watching is just sending me higher. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes. I am getting tighter because I'm about to come. Remember how it felt on your finger? It's about to feel even more intense on your cock. Oh, God, yes, yes, come. Let go, unload. Fill a pussy for the first time. Fill my pussy. Oh, yes, yes, there it is. I am squeezing you because I'm coming on your cock. Yes, yes. I'm gonna slow down now. Nice and slow. Oh, it's even wetter in there than it was before. Thank you. Oh, you should be thanking me. And why is that? Really? Fantasy, huh? Fucking your sexy college professor in her office. Having her ride your cock. Best first time ever. I like that. Okay. Gotta get up. Where's my... Oh, there's my panties. Yeah. You should probably put that away. As much as I'm loath to think about you putting it away, it's time. Don't you have another class? Yeah. Well, do you have plans after tomorrow's rehearsal?